Now, usually by the Talmid, they used to have a special shir. They used to sing. Now, there's a special shir to sing the covered Rosh Hashanah. Now, here, they brought the Talmud Shor Ben Abayim, and the Eitim didn't come yet. So they thought today is still Chol, it's not Rosh Hashanah. So they sang the shir, the regular shir, not the shir Shor Rosh Hashanah. That's called Beneskalkul Halavim Shir. They made a kilkul. Because what happened was, right after that, Eitim came and said, you should know, we saw the Levana last night. So really it comes out to today is Rosh Hashanah, and they didn't say the right shir by the carbon. So Gemara says, Heskinu, the Rabbanan right then in Eretz Yisrael, made a takona, Shlo yehei mekablen es Eidim, that from now on, we're not going to accept the Eidim anymore, Ela ad ha-mincha, only up until mincha. Mashenken, v'yimbo Eidim in ha-mincha l'mala, what's going to be if on the 30th day of Elul, the Eidim come to Bezdin, after they brought, after mincha, means after they brought the Talmud Shor Ben Abayim, after they read it said the shir, shel chol, the locha was, noyagin oisa yem kodesh. Itaka said, continue keeping today Kaddish. But really, Ulamacha Kaddish. When is Bezdin going to be in a Kaddish to Kaddish? Because even though Eidim saw the Levana, that alone doesn't make Rosh Kaddish. Rosh Kaddish is only when Bezdin says, Mekudish HaKaddish, Mekudish HaKaddish. So in a case like this, that the Eidim first came on the 30th day of Elul, after they brought the Talmud Shor Ben Abayim, Bezdin is not going to make today Rosh Kaddish, Rosh Hashanah anymore. So today Midirais is not Rosh Hashanah. Bezdin is first going to make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. Because they, tomorrow, when they bring the Kabbonis, they'll bring the Kabbonis L'Shem Rosh Hashanah. But still, the minig was to keep today Kaddish. So what it means to say is there were times, even in Eretz Yisrael, the Shasta, Beis HaMikdash, that the Rabbanim were Masakeh in 2 days Rosh Hashanah. In such a case, when the Eidim come after Mincha, that's the case that we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So it comes down, 2 days Rosh Hashanah is not Machmes Sveika. That Rabbanu were Masakin Vadai 2 days. So therefore an egg that's born the first day is also teat the second day. Because Rosh Hashanah, 2 days is called like Yom HaRichta Dami. It's like one long Kedusha. And that's the halacha like that. The second day Rosh Hashanah is always more chomer than the second day Yom Tov. Lashon Refua. That's what we say, a lot of take medicine on a second day Yom Tov, but on a second day Rosh Hashanah it's still a tzasser. Because the second day Rosh Hashanah is like a Yom HaRichta Dami, it has the same Kedusha like the first day. Because even in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara says here, there were times, Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash, that they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rabbis. Rabbis says like this. Mitakonis Rabbi Yechonim Metzaka V'yelach. After Rabbi Yechonim Metzaka made a takona, Beitza Moteris. You should know an egg that's born the first day, Yom Tif, Rosh Hashanah, you are allowed to eat the second day. Why does now we learn like this? Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash. After the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav. Hiskin of Yechonim Mezakai, he made a takona, Shiyu Mekablim Eidos HaChodesh Kol Hayim. That they made a takona, Bezdin is Mekabel the Chodesh the whole day. Even if the Eidim first come after Mincha, like now there's no more Kilkol. Because we don't have Kabbonis anyway now, there's no more Beis HaMikdash. So there's no more Shir. So since there's no more Kilkol, now Bezdin was a second again, that if the Eidim come after Mincha, still will be Mekabel them. So comes out now, you only have 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. You never have now 2 days. Therefore, that they keep a second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's only either Machmas a Minig or Machmas a Safik. Therefore, he held that the egg is Zichah Mutter on the second day. But so, Yenimsa, Shein, Bezdin, Oisim, Shnei, Yom, Yovim. For a Chaykim, Oisim, Shnei, Yom, Manuel, Misafik. Like in Eretz Yisrael, the people that know about the Kiddush Chodesh only keep 1 day. It's only the people that don't know about it keep 2 days. Do you know why they keep 2 days? Because the Sveik of the Yoma. So a Sveik of the Yoma for sure has kulis, and you're allowed to eat the egg the second day. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back to him, no. For Rav and Shmuel, Yarmut Havayu, both Rav and Shmuel both say that Beit Sasura, even nowadays, on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the egg is also the second day. So Omalei said back to him, Amin Melucho Ano Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. I'm telling you what Rabbi Yechon Mezakai said. The Yatam Atli Rav and Shmuel, and you're telling me what Rav and Shmuel said. Like, I don't care what Rav and Shmuel said. For the Gemara, though, the Rav and Shmuel Kashem Asnitzin, but according to Rav and Shmuel, though, it's Shver, I, from the Kodesh of Yechon Metzak of Yelich, it should be Mutter. So my answer is like Kash, there's no stereo. Holon Volu, it depends. V'nei Eretz Yisrael, that they only have now 1 day, true. So for them, for sure, the egg is Mutter. But Holohu, V'nei Bovel, the people living in Chutz Loretz, since Lemaisa, they still keep 2 days now, We're holding Daf Heyim at base. Again, the last kashi was, the last Gemara said that we'll start from the four lines down. Omar Rabba, mitkones Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai v'yelech is beitz muteris. If Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai is takono, an egg that was born the first day Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it the second day Rosh Hashanah. Muteris. Why? The Tanan we learned that Mishachorav beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash was chorav, his hiskin Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a new takono, shiyu mekablin edus hachodesh kol hayom, that they should receive the edus the whole day. In other words, not like we had before. Before we had a takona that was man the beis hamikdash, when the edim came to say today was Rosh Chodesh in Tishrei, which was Rosh Hashanah, if the edim came after Mincha, after they already brought the korban Shoben Habayim, the Tumah Shoben Habayim, Bezdin did not receive the edim. Bezdin said we're not going to make Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. That was the first takona. So at such a time, there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but Teres Vaday. The Bezdin said, we'll let today be Noig Yom Tov, like they were Noig the whole day. Today was the 30th day of Elul. Now they had a suffix if today is going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. So the whole day they didn't do Malacha. Now when the Edim came after Mincha, Bezdin says, continue keeping today as Yom Tov, but you should know we're really not going to make Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow. That was the Takana before. That's why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Mashenka Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a takono that after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, so there's no question now of being Mavato the Tumah Shoben Habayim. Even if they bring it and they sing the wrong shir, so what? I mean, there's no more Beis Hamikdash now. There's no more Tumah Shoben Habayim. So therefore, now we made a takono that we're mekabel the Edim even if they come after Mincha. Even in a Mincha L'mala, still we're mekabel the Edim. So now it comes out that in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, there are never 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Whenever the Edim come to Bezdin, Bezdin says, today, that day is Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah. So, mitakonos of Yechonon ben Zakkai v'yelech, a beya that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to eat it. Because now, at any time that we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's only as a sveik of the Yoma. Like, we're not sure which day is Rosh Hashanah, which day is not Rosh Hashanah. That's only the people that live far away from Yerushalayim. Mashenka and the people living in Yerushalayim, since there's only 1 day, Rosh Hashanah, so therefore, the Beitza, if it's born the first day, if we keep now 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's only Machmas Sofik, the second day of Tzmuta. Here, the Tznan, we learned, that his Tekana was, Mishacharav Beis Hamikdash, after the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, Hiskin of Yechonon ben Zakkai, Shiyu Mekablan Eidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom. He made a Tekana that now we could receive the Eidim the whole day. So therefore, now there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. And the people that keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah further away is only Machmas Sofik, therefore the second day it's Mutter. Omalei Abaye, Abaye is the Kasher back to Rabba. V'hor Rabu Shmuel di Amri Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel both said that Beitza Asura, even today, if you have an egg that's born the first day Rosh Hashanah, on the second day Rosh Hashanah you're not allowed to eat it. Still it's Asura. So you see, it's still called, like, the second day is called the Yom HaRichtah, it's like a Vaday Din Yom Tov. So Omalei, so he answered back, Rabba, that Amina Lecho Ano Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. I'm telling you what Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai said, V'yata Matali Rav and Shmuel, and you're telling me back what Rav and Shmuel said. Like, that does, they're not strong enough to go against Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, he was a Tana. So I'm telling you what a Tana said, so how could you argue back to me what Rav and Shmuel said? So therefore, Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai that after the Churban Abayis, now there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim, and outside Yerushalayim, if you have 2 days, it's only Machmas Sveika, the second day is only a Sofik. For the Gemara though, Ula Ravu Shmuel, Kasha Mas Nisan, but according to Rabbi Shmuel that they say no, an egg born the first day is still also the second day, Mashma the second day is like still a Vadai, it's still a Vadai Yom Tov, so the Churban Kasha Mas Nisan, that here this Bryce has said that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai made a takono that after the Churban Abayis he said we're mekabel edus hachodesh kol hayom. So the Bryce says clearly like there's no more sveika of Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. It's for sure it's only 1 day, and if we keep it outside Yerushalayim it's only machmas sveika. It's not a vaday. So the Moran says lekash. It's not a kash in Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel answer you hol on v'holahu. It depends upon the people living in Eretz Yisrael and the people living in Chutz Laaretz. In other words, the people living in Eretz Yisrael, taka true, they never have now 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that's the law of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, that after the Churban Abayis, there's never 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Bezdin is mekabel the Edim, no matter how late in the day they come. That's in Eretz Yisrael. Mashenka, the people living in Chutz Laaretz, even after this takana, that Bezdin is mekabel the Eidim, but the people living in Chutz Laretz, they still don't know, they have a doubt, when is Rosh Hashanah? Like they're not in Yerushalayim, they don't know when Bezdin was mekadesh the Chodesh. Today is the 30th day of Elul. They don't know if today is going to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, or tomorrow is going to be. So the people living outside Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, like us, we have to still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now, since we still keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the Chiddush is, our takana to keep 2 days, it's not like a new takana now to say it's only a Sreik of the Yomah, it's only Machmas Sofik. Since we hold now 2 days, and before the Churban Abayis, there was also 2 days Yom Tif. And at that time, it was like a Vadai 2 days Yom Tif. Because at that time, even Yerushalayim, it could be, they held 2 days Yom Tif. So therefore, since now in Chutz Laretz, we keep 2 days, the takana is still the same takana. The same way at that time, as Manda Beis Hamikdash, they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vadai. It was like one Yom Arichta Dami. Who are there now, Bezman Azir? Even though really now it's only Machmas Asveika, because right now in Yerushalayim there's only 1 day. There's never 2 days now in Yerushalayim. Still, since the Chutz Laretz now keeps 2 days, true, it's only Machmas Asveika, but since at the beginning they kept 2 days, Machmas Avadai, today now it still remains Avadai. Therefore, it's not a kasha in Rav and Shmuel. That Rav and Shmuel says now, even Bezman is there now, after the Churban Abayis, that in Yerushalayim there's only 1 day, Rosh Hashanah, still in Chutz Laretz, it has a din Vaday. Because we keep it now the same way it was kept before. Vaita. For Rav Yosef Omar, Af mi takonas av yechidim et zaka v'yeloch, is also Beit Tassura. Rav Yosef argues on Rav and says, no, even after yechidim et zaka made a takonah, to say that now, when the Kabul the Eidim, even after Min HaMincha, still the second day of Rosh Hashanah is called like a Vaday. That an egg that's born the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it's also teed on the second day. My time, what's the reason why? To have a Dovah Sheva Minyan. Because the Pshat was, it was a Dovah Sheva Minyan means the Rabbanim were Masakim, Maturus, and Bezdin to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Machmas Vaday. Therefore, an egg that's born on the first day, you're not allowed to eat it the second day. And the Klal is, the Chol Dovah Sheva Minyan. Anything that the Rabbanim made with the minyan, with the count, that means a lot of people together, the Chomim came together, made a takono, the klal is that Tzorech minyan achalatiroi. If you want to take away that takono in later years, even if the reason for that takono went away, still the klal is we can't take away the takono unless we have another minyan, another group of Chachomim just as big as the first ones to be mevato this takono. So true, Rabbi Yechon Metzaka made a takana that now we could be mekabel the Eidim in Amin Cholamala. But I call upon him the first takana to say that Rosh Hashanah has 2 days, that the Din Vaday, that they did not take away. Therefore, an egg today that's born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also teeth even the second day, Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Mino Aminullah, how do I know this Yisoid? That something that the Rabbanim made in Isaron, the Minyan, when the Rabbanim came together to make a takana, later you can't take away that takana unless you have another bezdin just as big as the first one. How do we know this? Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, still we can't be mevato that first takana. The Echsev, the Pasuk says, Leich emol lehem shuvu lochem li'alechem. As after by Har Sinai, that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them a mitzvah, 3 days, stay away from your wife. And then after the Sinas HaTorah, on Har Sinai, then the Pasuk says, Leich omol lehem, shuvu lochem li'alechem. That now the Torah says, you're mutter to go back to your wife. That's a raya, that what did the Pasuk have to say it for? Like cheetah, it's only Yosef for 3 days. That's all. After 3 days, you're allowed to be with your wife. Why did the Torah have to say that shuvu lochem li'alechem? Elamai has come to teach us this Yisoid. That something that's also the minyan, you need a minyan achalatirei. Yeah, we'll soon see the Gemara, we'll soon explain the rayas. The yom, another ray, another pasuk is the mishoich hayovel heima yala behor. When they blow the shofar and the shechina is going to leave Har Sinai, that's the time you're allowed to go up to the har. So we'll soon see what the ray from this pasuk is. That really, even without the pasuk, we know that the only reason why you can't go near Har Sinai is because of the shechina. So we understand when the shechina goes away, you should be mutter. Still, the pasuk has to say beferish, no, you're allowed to come back. So it's a ray. If the Torah wouldn't have said it, you would not be allowed to. So it's a raya when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, or who are them when the Chomim make an Isser, you can't go against it unless another Chochim the same size came and was mevatel that takana. Now another raya is, V'tani, we learned another raya. Utanan. Kerem Ravai, Hoya Oilali Rishalayim, Mahalach Yoimechud Lacholzad. There's a Tekonim of the Rabbonin, Kerem Ravai. That means Oralari is the first 3 years the fruits grow. The first 3 years a tree is growing. Any fruit that grows the first 3 years is called Orla. The fourth year it's called Kerem Ravai. That means you're allowed to eat the fruit. It's not like Orla, it's not also Bano, but you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. You have to take it up to Yerushalayim, or else if you're outside Yerushalayim, you could be paid of the fruits, and the money you take up to Yerushalayim and buy food there needed in Yerushalayim. Mamish like Maisa Sheni. So Kerem Ravai Hoy Oil Yerushalayim, Mahalach Yoy Mech Lechotzad. There's a Tekonim of the Rabbonin that even if this Kerem Ravai, the fruits, is outside Yerushalayim, and really outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be paid of it. You're allowed to put it onto money, and the money you take to Yerushalayim, and then spend the money there to buy it into food. But the Rabbanan made a takonim that if you live only 1 day away from Yerushalayim, that you're not allowed to be paid with their fruits, but you have to bring the fruits up to Yerushalayim. Now, v'zuhi tchuma, what's the tchum? How far away is 1 day's walking outside Yerushalayim? Olos min atzofon, v'yakrav min adorim, lud min amariv, v'yadim min anizruch. These are the boundaries. Rashi b'mizrach lud, Rashi hainu bein lud Yerushalayim. B'toich malach yoyim echad. From lud to Yerushalayim, that's 1 day's journey. D'arminan lud b'toich malach yoyim min amarif. Nimtzim ezrocha bein lud Yerushalayim. So this is the boundaries outside of 1 day's walking. That midrabonin, if you have any fruits, that's 1 day, you're 1 day away from Yerushalayim, even though midiraisa, you're allowed to be poida. You're allowed to take this fruits and take money and say, you want the kedusha of the fruits to go onto the money. And the fruit you can eat here. And just take the money to Yerushalayim. The Rabbanan made a takana, if you live 1 day away from Yerushalayim, we want you to bring the peris up to Yerushalayim. And the Yomer Ula, the Tamer Rabba Barbachona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, my tam, what's the reason, why did the Rabbanan make such a takana? That you have to bring the fruits into Yerushalayim, kedei la'ater shuka Yerushalayim beperis. They wanted Yerushalayim to look nice. They wanted the marketplaces there to have a lot of fruits in Yerushalayim. So therefore, they bedafka want the fruits to come to Yerushalayim to eat it there. So therefore, if you only live 1 day's journey away from Yerushalayim, you have to bring the Kerem Ravai, the fruits, to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Now, Vatanya, we learned like this. Kerem Ravai, Hoyu Loyal Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer had some Kerem Ravai. The Mizrach Lud, the Tzad Kfar Tovi. That's where he was living. It was 1 day's journey away from Yerushalayim. So as Kerem Ravai, the locher is now Midrabonin, you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Now he was